This is Troy Holbert, pastor of the St. Luke Baptist Church, and Sunday morning is not Sunday morning without the Lord, and an opportunity to listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
You are so, so very good. Good morning, Nashville. I hope that everything is moving in a overcast way today. It is kind of thick out there, you know, it feels...
Muggy.
Yeah, it truly is that... So I know there's going to definitely be some rain chances for us, a bunch. Umbrellas in order for this week, for sure. But that humidity is way up to 77%. And you can feel as soon as you step out, you know.
Yeah, kinda, you can.
It's like a sweater. It's heavy. But anyway, we're so happy to have you in the Sunday morning mode and enjoying your weekend to whatever degree that you can. Last weekend, month of June, wow, it's almost gone. A few more days left and boom, it's over. July coming and holiday coming and I'm all in favor of
next
that.
Weekend.
Yeah, I'm all in favor of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want the noise factor because you know it's about to go boom, 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 as it is now. But you know, to see whoever you can see, to enjoy it however you can, and do whatever you can in terms of family, friends, etc. You got big plans coming for your 4th of July?
Watch it on TV, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Stand on the porch and watch it. Watch them go off downtown if they're going to do them downtown on the riverside or something like that. That's about it.
Right.
I'm not going out there.
You going low-key, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can dig it. Yeah, a lot of people are and having, you know, because I've been having this conversation, you know, off and on various people since these months that we have, you know, been in this state, a pandemic state, and our altered lives and things that we've been going through. Suddenly stuff is not as important as it used to be.
Yeah,
know?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, some stuff I'm like, hey, well, you know, I just might want to reevaluate that, you know. So knowing that that's the case, you know, doing a 100,000 thing, 100,000, that, you know, that does nothing for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing. And, you know, people are having fits and meltdowns and, you know, just chill out. Y'all need to exhale. Breathe, baby, breathe. You been seeing masks?
Well, I guess it depends on where
as
you go.
As you go.
Yeah.
It sort of does. If you live or around people that are non-believers, holler about all the stuff they holler about, except for when it's our rights.
Yeah.
Nobody ain't saying nothing. Then you're not hardly seeing them. But, you know, I just know that when the city puts this mandate in, it is truly going to rock They're worlds.
Yeah, it is.
When you're raising pure H-E-L-L. You know, just do you want this thing to be over or you want it to keep burning? I mean, what is your alternative? What is your, you know?
Yeah.
As I heard one healthcare professional say, if you think a mask is hard, wait till you get intubated and the tube's going down your throat. Mm-hmm. You think that's tough wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, it just seems so silly to me.
Yeah, it really is. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, and it's so ginned up. You know, if it wasn't ginned up.
Which, again, makes no sense.
Yeah, and I think the gin up has everybody in a tight twist and an uproar for absolutely, you know, it's about our health and we're trying to stay alive out here. And obviously these people are not. And they just, you know, give me liberty or give me death. But it's only their liberty and the heck with everybody else's liberty.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like saying. We will definitely have to see. But I got, you know, as you probably have and your family, multiple colors and types of masks, you know, styles, etc.
That's true.
So that I just go and flow.
I try to keep one or two in the car.
Yeah.
I've got one on the day, you know, just
couple in the house,
just in case I go someplace. Yeah. I always have one somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I just think a lot of people have just started doing that and, you know, that are rational and want this thing to be over with. But the folks who just are wanting to raise 72 brands of hell all the time, just about every single thing, and especially something like this, you know, it would be different if it wasn't about saving lives. You know, that it would be so different because, you know, depending on what it is, I would be able to understand it. But this is about saving lives. This is not about what Donald Trump told you and his ball of confusion.
Yeah, which again makes no sense.
And Pence, they tell you just, you know.
Because, you know, wherever they go, they've got a team of people cleaning and wiping before they get there.
Yeah, and we're all paying for it.
Yeah, but you don't have a team. We don't have a team of people wiping down everywhere we go and spraying.
We do not have a physician.
Yeah, and making sure we're good.
Doing daily tests. Well, if he is feeling like, Trump is feeling like that, then why does he have a test all the time?
That's what he says. But I can't imagine somebody who's being tested every day or every couple of days would be reckless like that. I just can't see that. It's as much as one has to go through, unless he's getting his finger pricked or something like that instead.
Well, they probably got one of the good machines.
Yeah, they've got something different for him to be tested. He's not going through with
the
common person.
It.
Yeah. The common person is
he's
not getting,
sitting in the car like everybody else.
Yeah, he's not getting nasal swabs.
No. I can't see him being able to take the swab anyway.
If he was, he'd have a different tune.
Probably.
This is what people got to go through. Or then maybe not. I don't know.
It is no telling. Because he don't I remember, like, in the early days of his, it seemed like 1,000 years ago, when he, they used to say he was a germaphobe.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm like, well, what happened? You know. So you a germaphobe, and now you're not? So were you or not? Or were you just faking it? You know, I mean, so much. When you say words like hypocrisy, they're to the outer limits with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't even think that word can cover him anymore. He's so far from.
And the crazy part about all this is, you know, maybe about a year ago, if you saw someone wearing a mask in public, your first thought would be, oh wow, this they must
they're
have something.
They're getting ready to rob a bank, yes, or they're really safe.
Or something, you know? Something's wrong.
Yeah.
And now, if you see somebody without one, you're thinking something's wrong with you.
Yeah, well, and you know, to be honest, back in that flu thing that they couldn't identify back last year in the fall, mm-hmm. you know, when a lot of people were sick, and I had it, and I hadn't been sick in Lord knows when I went somewhere, a couple of places, people were, you know, those little clinics and stuff, you see them. And people in the drugstores and all, they would make them put them on,
mm-hmm.
and they would leave with those on.
Yeah.
And that was back
to help slow down the spread of germs.
Yeah. And nobody even tripped on it.
Yeah.
They didn't. They just put it on and, you know, went on about their business. But because everybody's been juiced and gassed up to the ceiling, you know, that's what happens when you put the gas on, y'all.
Yeah.
Some folk out there just go completely bonkers. And that's essentially what people have done. When we get older and move through this thing, through God's blessing, some of y'all going to look back at this and just say, man, that was stupid. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to look back and say, well, you know, I don't feel like that now. Because I think maybe one day some folk might grow up. You know, I'm just trying to be optimistic, okay? I'm just trying to be optimistic. Because it doesn't seem like folks are ever going to grow up. It reminds me of what my kids was little. One of them or somebody said something that they only said once. I don't want them, boom, boom, boom. Oh, really now? Okay, we're going to fix that. No, you know. My household was different. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Old school mamas. When it came down to certain things, I know you did not just, you know, say no, you not. And now the kids, you know, they kind of
that's true.
Do and say everything, get everything they want and all that kind of stuff. That's just, you know, it's different. Very, very different. Anyway, let's see. We got a lot. As far as my headlines stacked up here and a lot going on, period. So I'm going to get to that in just a second. And new book, returning person, though.
Yeah.
That he...
the doctor's
is
in the house.
A two... No, he's a three hat-wearing... person, you know, for us, because he's done.
Yep.
He's talked about taking care of your voice, your instrument, as far as health care is concerned, because he's a surgeon.
That's right.
He has won awards for his gospel recordings, and he's a singer.
That's right.
And he's done all that here.
Yeah.
And now he's an author. He's got a book.
And he may even have some tips for us.
Well, hopefully, you know, but I'm really excited for Dr. Mark Williams. And Dr. Williams, you remember that time that this was back maybe about 4 or 5 Christmas parties ago. And he sang, he was my vocalist, my male Christmas song.
That's right.
He just did such a beautiful job, you know. And then he's got, does he have a new record out too?
I don't think he has a new one. I don't think so.
So everything that we're probably playing is from his
That's correct. His
original
His
collection.
Original project.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so next hour's book is... When a Man Worships, and Dr. Williams, is that the name of his song?
It is.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Because I think he was doing he was doing both, where he was having a book signing where he did this, he gave away the CD and the book together
okay.
as a package.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is an extension then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at him, Mr. Marketing and everything. I remember, and I don't know if he's going to remember this or not. He had a preliminary sound check with people in the an album listening session for people, a select group of people at his studio that he uses way back before he came out. And he asked me to be one of the people that would put my ears on it with the as it was being released to. Do you think this could be a hit? Do you think he's got talent type thing? And that's really how I, that's a long time ago. That's really how I got to know who he was before his releases. And they, the group that his PR team came up with some names of some people that are in the industry and have known for doing what they do. And I was one of the one. And I never will forget that. I was like, who is this cat? I had never, you know, and do you think? I'm like, it's not released yet. What? And would y'all? I'm like, man, please give me this. So, and he's done so well. And I'm just really tickled to death for him. Because I know how this is part of the dream and vision for him. And he's worked hard. And, you know, we just love him up. So we'll be getting with him in the 8 o'clock hour. And he will be explaining the concept and the book and keeping us abreast of some things that he's got going on. And you know I got to break out a health question. You know I got to have one or two. You know that. So because he is what he is. So that's during the next hour. Let's see what we got going on here in the state of Tennessee. Federal officials have reached a resolution with Tennessee over complaints filed by disability advocates. The Chattanooga Time Free Press reports the advocates were concerned that people with disabilities could be denied life-saving treatment like ventilators because of the coronavirus or the coronavirus crisis. They raised the issue back in March after discovering a 2016 state document called Guidelines for the Ethical Allocation of Scarce Resources. Governor Bill Lee's administration had inherited the document, and Lee soon said his administration did not intend to implement it. On Friday, officials announced that Tennessee agreed to update its rules to ensure that the state does not discriminate against people based on disability or age by rationing their care. And everybody's happy to hear that. State health officials have again reported the biggest one-day jump in people testing positive for COVID-19. The second time this happened within a week. The state health department said in its daily report over the weekend that more than 1,400 people have newly tested positive. That tops the one-day high total of nearly 1,200 new confirmed cases last Friday. The record was reported not long before Nashville joined Memphis in moving this week to require people to wear a face mask in many public settings. The growth comes as the number of confirmed coronavirus infections per day in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 40,000 a day.
Wow.
That, and you still don't wear a mask. Don't want to because...
Yeah.
What?
And not only that, you don't want to wear a mask while the president is still trying to repeal and dismantle the Affordable Care Act. So
that he's been continuously trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
So you won't, you know, he doesn't want you to go to the doctor and he doesn't
want you to have health care.
So who loves you, baby?
Yeah.
Obviously not that cat. Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City,
I had to make two or three of them records.
That's Lerone Powers, the late, great Lerone Powers, a very good friend. He made the transition on June 17th, and we're going to the Blues Interview Vault and hear from Lerone. And James Cotton, the birthday boy, will perform one of his past performances live this weekend. Join me, Rogene Bailey, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here.
Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Work, school, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, the gym, to the airport to pick up loved ones, to the kids' soccer games, piano lessons, out for movie night, to hear your favorite band in the city, over to grandma and grandpa's house, and on last year's amazing road trip. Your vehicle takes you so many places. Protect it. When you leave your vehicle, remember to always take your keys or key fob with you and lock the doors. If you suspect auto theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, historic Fisk University. And a quick glance at this forecast, right quick. We have just rain. 30% today, 20 tonight, 40 tomorrow, and tomorrow night, 70 Tuesday. 60%
wow.
Tuesday night. Sound pretty rainy to me. Wednesday, 80%. Wednesday night, 50%. Thursday, 70%. So, there it is. there it is. And it's going to be hot. Because, you know, we're in that season of heat. Today, 91. Tomorrow, about the same. And actually, for the first couple of days of this week, it's all going to be about the same. So, umbrellas for sure. Humidity is up. Have you seen the Saharan dust yet?
No, but I thought it was out there this morning when I came outside.
I think I saw some yesterday. Yeah. I was in Wilson County. I said, that sure looked like the dust. And because it looked kind of hazy and kind of.
Yeah.
What you call it? Like.
Foggy, like.
Sort of, yeah. So, a lot of folks, you know, that have sinus issues and things, you know, will really be having a really, really tough time as we're getting our Old Testament life. Because y'all won't straighten up. Come on now. Ain't you tired yet? I surrender, okay? Father, I surrender. This your girl, Sharon Kay. I give, okay? 2020 has just beat us down. And, you know, but some of y'all still won't straighten. Anyway, here's what's going on in Knoxville. Tennessee students will have to get their flu shot this fall and also be immunized for COVID-19 if a vaccine becomes available under an emergency rule unanimously approved Friday by the university's Board of Trustees. The university went to online classes because of the coronavirus pandemic on March 16th, which was extended April 1st through the summer. The university system plans to have students on campuses for the fall semester with this new rule. University of Tennessee President Randy Boyd said this is an emergency rule for now, but the state legislature will be asked to make it permanent. That's basically what all the schools are following, the same type of thing, you know.
Any word from the Bessie DeVoe? The national, the person who's over the school system in the United States.
About this subject?
But any of it.
No.
Reopenings.
She's not going to talk about this.
Nothing?
No, she's not going to talk about this.
Wow.
Why would she talk about this?
So what does she do
this?
Then?
Because they're all in denial.
So what does she do? I mean, what does, like right about now, with everyone asking about schools, what is her role? What is she? No statement, nothing?
Not answer no questions. Wow. You know how folks do.
Wow.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing.
Because I know I saw that Davidson County was planning on giving parents the option of either you can send your child to school or they have the option of staying home and going online, which I thought was a pretty good, smart move to do it that way, put the choice in the hands of the parents.
Well, that's true. And then the guilt, too. not go right.
But then everybody can't, you know, if you have to go back to work.
That's true.
And you don't want your child to go to school to be around those people who don't like to wear masks
in
public. So you can imagine where their homes might. So, you know, then you put, so it's still a.
It is a toughie, isn't it? Well, I will tell you this. I miss people being in these offices.
Yeah.
Because you can't get nothing done.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, they could be working from the house.
Everybody's special hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they don't have all the tools.
Yeah.
It takes more than a laptop
and
a cell phone, okay, when you're trying to do business, especially with the government. Oh, Lord. You know, a whole host of things that services they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're trying, but it ain't the same, y'all. I know you're trying. And I think a couple of times on a couple of calls, I think I heard a washing machine or something. So I can dig it. I mean, you know, I worked at home, too. And my little baby office is next to my laundry. So I'm you know, wearing 99 hats like everybody. Let me put a load in while I'm responding to all this stuff. And, but anyway, I know some of them probably could work at home forever, depending on what their job is. You know, they just like to be home, and that's cool. But for those of us that, it was about to make me insane.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, you know, and it's the fact that there's so much you can't do. Okay. If you could just pick up the station and put the whole entire thing and all the facets and all the, you know, of every little piece and, you know, some software programs are good, but then I got to up my speed in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to do all this at my expense, you know. So I'm just so okay. And like I discovered with the IRS, they sent the people home now to do the job and then didn't give them faxing capabilities. And then they're the ones that request that you fax.
Yeah.
But they can't help you because they don't have the capability to. And I'm like,
well, ma'am, that's back at the office.
You know, it's like, who devised that y'all going home plan? And just, you know, stuff like that. I've just seen that, it's, you know. So, I want, you know, as soon as it's good for y'all to get back in the places, we really would appreciate that. for real. The let me see. This really heartbreaking that there's so many coronavirus cases, but globally confirmed coronavirus infections have surpassed the 10 million mark worldwide. And people still think it's a game.
Wow.
Isn't that a 10 million?
Yeah.
A tally compiled by Johns Hopkins University registered the grim milestone today after India and Russia added thousands of new cases. You notice how Russia ain't said anything.
Not a word.
You know, it's like, don't y'all tell nobody. We're not going to test you. Don't tell nobody. If you get sick, just act like you got a cold. The United States has confirmed more than 2.5 million infections, the most in the world. Wow. People still in denial. Globally, the Hopkins tally has reported nearly 500,000 deaths. And folks still acting like they ain't real. Lord. As we'd say, while Hopkins reports only confirmed coronavirus cases, experts believe the true number of people who have been infected could be as much as 10 times that figure. Oh my, that's a lot. Given that so many people can't get tested or may have the virus without showing the symptoms, and that it should be worrisome to everyone. You're not showing the symptoms. Now, the federal government has been sending a foggy message over the past few months about whether people should wear face masks during the pandemic. Health experts say that's caused confusion about a vital public health tool for fighting the virus. Early on, officials said to save the mask for health workers. Then President Trump said wearing a mask was fine, but not for him. Oh, okay. That's the beginning of the ball of confusion. And that was topped off by Trump's stated suspicion that some people wear masks just to troll him. And even more confusion he throws in it. Right now, the government recommends that people wear cloth face coverings in public settings where other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. You know, without all that stuff he was doing, maybe there was a chance. But if all these hijinks, this cat has caused more mess. I mean, it's just
confusion
mess.
Separation, even when people in his own campaign and staff are getting sick,
you know,
Secret Service getting
God
sick.
Is not the author of confusion, okay? So and he's not getting it from above.
That's the real reason he's canceling some of these rallies that he's had. Some of it is the criticism. But the other part is his staffers are getting sick. And at some point, you know.
We won't know that till later.
Yeah.
Much later.
Yeah.
And some of the Congress people have been as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like. Because I think Lamar Alexander had a couple of family.
Vote them out. And I wish we could vote some of these here in Tennessee out as well. Marsha Blackburn, all those Republicans, get them out.
Now, here's a bill that I'm going to have
all
to
this could have been avoided.
See, you shouldn't have said that because you done made me change the order in which I was going to speak.
Vote them out.
Because I need to just mention this. This is an irritant. And when I first read this, I think it was Thursday, I was like, really? And the bulk of the radio and TV stations in this state, in other states, they are part of associations, either statewide
You're talking
or
about their
national. Wait a minute, let me don't start talking before I put the thing, down. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we get a lot of things. The station is a member and of both of the organizations. And I got this from the state office. And their job is to keep us abreast of things as well as lobby on our behalf and keep us up to date on rules and regulations and maintaining, you know, license maintaining and ethical behavior and all different types of things. And because, you know, we don't really just get to clown around, spin around our head. We actually have some things that we have to do in order to be licensed. And but anyway, I when I saw this, I was like, I think I probably had a fit about it. I think a little temporary fit.
Yeah, I did.
Because I was like, oh God, this is ridiculous. But anyway, state representative, his name is, let me find him and I'll tell y'all who he is and what he is proposing. Tennessee representative, I think his name is Representative James Micah Van Hess, a Republican from Jonesboro, up and way up in East, Upper East in Washington County. Very small town. And up there toward Johnson City and all that in Bristol, Virginia. So it's up in that upper, way up in the uppers. He is responsible for this and is directly pointed at the media. And I am like, man gone, now quit. He is, he wrote House Resolution 340. And in this resolution, he is telling us that we're all doing fake news and that he's telling us our role, of course, you know, we all know as a free press. And our job, as I tell you, and I mean, we are here to keep citizens informed. And that he says also further that the members of the legislature that agree with him understand that with freedom comes responsibility. No kidding. Put on your mask. And they establish laws to set boundaries around those rights. And he goes on to say in all his whereases that fake news is fabricated information made to appear as if it were factual information, but lacking any assurance of accuracy or credibility. This is, he's trying to stifle the news in this state. And he says some news outlets are more interested in entertaining their viewers than informing them of facts. He goes on further to say, I know. That's why I got to read it directly off of what he wrote. These same media outlets are also interested in representing opinions as facts and in promoting their own political agenda. That sounds just like Fox, don't it? Okay, now, and he whereases again, during the COVID-19 pandemic, here it comes, the media shammed and criticized those who wanted to reopen their businesses, gather at the beach, or attend church services. However, the mainstream media is now largely dismissing social distancing narratives when it comes to mass demonstrations. See, there it is. Okay, now, and he goes on in another whereas, okay, because I'm whereasing you today, baby. I'm reading directly from what the cat wrote, and they all approved. Whereas, except for the Democrat select group people. Whereas the dropping of mask shaming reveals a political agenda and double standard on the part of some members of the mainstream media who have been consumed by pandemic reporting almost exclusively for months now. So we're not supposed to do our jobs. We're not supposed to tell the public about the first pandemic we've had in this country in 102 years. We're not supposed to say nothing about it. Come on, man. And he says reporting on protests and riots with the same vigor would require the media to directly criticize those same groups they have consistently sought to promote. Now, therefore, he says, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 111th General Assembly of the State of Tennessee that we congratulate the people of Tennessee for clearly seeing that the mainstream media has sensationalized the reporting of COVID-19 in the service of political agendas. So now this resolution wants to seal all media's lips shut on the coronavirus and have us not talk about this
thing. I wonder why.
And I just said, I just told you why.
I mean, I know you just said that, but yeah. I mean, to the persons out there.
Well, who's the ones complaining the most about reopening the businesses?
Exactly.
Going to the beach or packing in a 40,000 person church? Now, who might that be? So now he's put a resolution. And in this resolution, he's telling all of us in the media across the state of Tennessee that we want y'all to not have the freedom of the press. Mm. You are not allowed to discuss a health pandemic that is impacting the lives.
So how are the people supposed to get information?
They're just not supposed to know, my brother, okay?
Where's Mitch McConnell?
So this is a Tennessee thing.
Yeah.
This is a thing. They're telling us. So
the Constitution
let me give you the thing so you can get this, brother. Because I know you've been around and we've been working together for some time. This means that as the professionals that we are, and paid professionals, and you know, it could be more, but I mean, the professionals that we are in the capacity that we are to shut up about these things.
Wow.
And that means the TV stations, the radio stations, and the newspapers. We are not supposed to dispatch this information
to the public.
And in a health pandemic, and who would sit up in the middle of the night and write this stuff to tell us, and then turn around and holler about their freedom, and I ain't wearing no mask.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Somebody who needs to be reelected?
Okay. 55 people in the House of Representatives up at the Capitol voted yes.
Wow.
Yes. They said shut them up.
Wow.
And the no people, they voted 19.
Wow.
And in the no's, I saw some names, Representative Shaw's in there, Representative Love, and some other ones I saw that I, Joe Towns out of Memphis, Hardaway. I saw, and they're mostly black that voted no.
Yeah.
But 55.
But don't they know this won't work? Don't they know that this
I'm
won't
I'm just
pass?
Saying they put it on
just the
record.
Fact that they do,
They put it on the record and told us all.
To be quiet.
To shut up. I don't want to hear your fake news. Now, do you all understand the time that we are in right now when we're trying to do our level best and put all of our own lives at risk to cover this stuff top to bottom, left to right? Whether it's protests, and a lot of them have masks on, or no matter what it is, and now the state representative from Gray, Tennessee, population 1,200 and something people, is coming with up with this and got this thing with, yes, it passed. And there were four representatives who were present, but they didn't vote. So I'm just telling y'all, if, you know, I'm sorry, State House. I am not in this community gonna sit on the air and tell people that this thing is not going on. That is grossly irresponsible for each and every one of us in our professional capacity to gloss over this. I've lost loved ones. You have countless people across this community and across this country and the state of Tennessee have lost loved ones. How dare you tell us to shut up so you can go to the beach? I mean, really? And the business can reopen with no safety or no issue. I mean, how dare you do that? So I'm just bringing it up because I can. Because I can. And we are licensed to do a job. This ain't no joke. You know, this is not Renegade Radio on streaming. This is real deal. We have legal issues, all of us. And, you know, for to tell us now to shut up because Trump said so And then he sent the message down to the Republican legislature in our state to do likewise and then do a sneaky at night House resolution. Really? Number 340.
Wow.
Is to shut us up. And I'm going to speak, and I don't know about any of the rest of them, but I'm going to say something about this. And you know, I hope many of the broadcast stations and things that are worked up about this, of course they're worked up. Because now we're told, don't talk about it, because it upsets them. So, you know, we're trying to keep y'all alive. We're trying to keep you alive. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's all that matters, is these health and safety messages for our constituents that listen to us, our listeners, that very much depend on it. How dare that man and those other 55 others say that we have to stop talking to the communities and tell them what's going on. We report on the marches. They've been everywhere. I've been seeing back-to-back stuff on stories, reporters, you know, every day. So don't say we're not covering that. And most of those people go out there with masks on. And your crowd doesn't want to do it. So because of their freedom, and the freedom of the press ought to mean something in this state. It should. Before pretty soon, y'all don't know nothing here. And I hope to God that day never comes. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
On the next Jazz Night in America, Christian Scott Atunde Ajima. We're in his hometown, New Orleans, digging into what he calls stretch music, breaking boundaries, challenging traditions.
The actual tradition in this music is to continue to search for new ways of expression. It's transient, it's ever growing.
That's on the next Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride.
Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in it. In the house. And you know, back when Trump originally won,
mm-hmm.
I made the statement on this show a bunch of times on my show here about our state doing lockstep.
Mm-hmm.
And doggone it, if they won't, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Lockstep. And I had, and still continue to have great concern about our governor trying to cozy up.
Yeah.
And, you know, follow.
Yeah.
And I mean, and yeah. here we are almost 4 years in. And I mean, this kind of stuff, they do it, and, mm-hmm. you know, real,
yeah.
you know, and it's just hypocritical beyond. I said, we need another word. I need to go to some dictionaries and pull out 10 of them. Because, I mean, it's yeah. hypocrisy times 1,000, okay? Times 8,000.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it just, it, you know, can you imagine if we're sitting here knowing that something can kill people? And that's what we're supposed to do, and is tell them
something is killing people.
But if it was another situation, yeah. and not mm-hmm. not this pandemic, yeah. it was something else, and we didn't say something to them, knowing what our job is,
mm-hmm.
that would sound like Russia, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just you know this.
Or imagine if Barack Obama was still president, and he was trying to silence the media.
I could never imagine that.
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. Can you imagine
no.
the Republicans right now, Mitch McConnell and the rest of those guys?
Oh.
If he was trying to silence the media, they'd be hollering the Constitution, and he thinks he's
right,
a dictator.
Right.
And
my rights,
I mean, they'd be
rights.
They'd be all over
I,
it.
I know,
yeah.
and you know, to me, it's like, so, you know, as much stuff as we have going
yeah.
on in our state. And our city, etc. What in the world are you doing telling us not to say nothing about it?
But you know what that tells me? That tells me that it's worse than we know.
Of course.
It's worse than we know. There's what we know and what is publicly reported.
Yeah.
And then there's information
That's
that is privy. Yeah.
Is.
There's information that they know is privy. There are polls that they see that we don't have access. There's a whole lot of things behind the scenes that they have access to that we don't.
Of course.
That they're trying to silence us in the media so that we are not able to report to the people what's really going on.
No. And, you know, that's like, that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
For, you know. The First Amendment.
So where else? Because wherever it works, that's where everyone else follows. So let's just say, for instance, hypothetically, it worked here in Tennessee. Then you see another state jump on board.
It ain't gonna work here.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, the Supreme Court will knock that down.
Well,
but
not just
fear,
that, but the people when they wake up to this or realize,
you think before or after
it's a resolution now, and it's the whereases and he resolves. But the facts are is that so many of those folk up there that make the decisions that impact mm-hmm. our lives voted yes for this.
Wow.
They all want us to shut up
yeah.
about it.
Wow.
Okay? Now, that's deep. And, you know, I think it, you know, they need to rescind that thing.
What about their own constituents? It's not like they said before.
It's obviously not about
It's
that.
Not like
it's about
the virus
the beach,
knows
going to the churches,
who's Republican
and
who's Democrat.
It's about reopening the downtown clubs.
Wow.
And who, you know,
wow.
and who now, who's always complaining about their downtown clubs? And, I don't want to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And this high-priced attorneys and all those people down there that own those, you know. And I know they're not Biden supporters.
Mm-mm.
So,
Mm-mm.
you know, this just stinks to no end. But, I mean, it's the first time. I've been 41 years in this business and in the professional end of it. And I have never seen a time, and no one else I know that has decades of experience has never seen a time when we have been in a resolution told by the legislature to not give information about a health crisis. Of some kind. I mean, that's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to tell it. We're going to tell you and do the stories on it and continue to have the professionals on, the healthcare professionals and the people on who bring the information and update you because, you know, we're sitting over here and now here we sit in the black community, heart and soul, Jack. And No. And to some people, this is like...
breath of fresh air.
Well, I mean, it's like they would hear stuff here they don't hear everywhere else.
Exactly,
I'll tell you that. But I'm just like, you know, to tell us not to help our people, and our constituency of this station is mixed, you know. I'm not mad at people, so I want everybody to come ye all and join the music. So, I mean, that's not my issue. So I'm just supposed to, I got family. I got friends. You know, folk know people. We're not going to not do it. I mean, what are you asking us? And why would you even go to that degree? It's as the Association of Broadcasters says, they've been getting so many phone calls from broadcasters all over the state that are just like, surely you're not telling us to shut it up. And this H.R. 340 is extremely hypocritical. And it accuses the mainstream media of sensationalizing the reporting of COVID-19 in the service of political agendas. We ain't got no agenda. We want to live, it's man. Come on.
Reporting the truth. This is truly a new day.
That's why I said it. And you know, when I got up out of my chair and I stood in the hallway and truly I was talking to you in your office, and I said, I got to go home because this is way too much today. Because you're telling us, and I got kids, grandkids, great grandkids, nieces, nephews.
The Constitution. And all those folks that was out there.
And I'm going to know that I would have a resource or a health saving information or an interview with, and I'm not supposed to say anything. Man, you must be crazy. I mean, because we're going to say it.
Yeah.
And that's us, because you know how it is. And I know the rest of the media feel the same, too. You know, you've got to be kidding. Anyway, so I feel better now, because I've just been on my head ever since. I was like, man, this thing's like to no end.
Yeah, and they've already tried, they're purging, and I know you've seen that story, the AP.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, they've already removed the head of that agency.
Yeah.
And gotten rid
of... Oh, that was Voice of America.
Voice of America, yeah.
That wasn't Associated Press.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Voice of America is funded by the government.
Yeah.
But the rest of us are not.
Yeah.
Many of us don't get, you know...
I'll tell you what.
And the commercial sides, they don't. They got to scratch and claw, you know, because this thing has impacted them and their bottom line. And Lord knows it killed our fundraisers.
I tell you what.
We couldn't, y'all, we only had
about a handful of people. If Joe Biden wins, he has his work cut out for him.
Oh, my God.
He's got to literally just about rebuild the entire governmental structure.
Top to bottom. Country artists have been hesitant to address racial issues, but the rallies over racial injustice this year have become too important for the genre to ignore. Black artists say the industry still needs to do the hard work of addressing the systemic racial barriers that have been entrenched in country music for decades. Country rapper Breland says there's an audience of country music listeners who believe Black Lives Matter and are ignored by the industry. Singer Rissy Palmer says she dealt with racist language from the genre's fans after releasing her debut country album in 2007. The genre has historically been marketed to white audiences and reinforced white male artist stereotypes. Enter downtown Nashville. We're coming back at the top of the hour because, you know, it's all targeted straight
of
and
course.
Directly for that audience. Downtown is. And very few, there's nothing there for black folk. Once they open that museum, you know, other than that.
So have they figured out how they can help pay the massive debt that Nashville is in from downtown? I mean, they raise the taxes on the citizens of Nashville, but the businesses...
The citizens help build downtown.
But
don't you remember? Do you remember back when Nashville downtown was, you know...
Just the riverfront, basically? A few bars?
Yeah. And, you know, people were, that was the issue, the campaign issue, mm-hmm. that all the candidates was on all the shows talking about that Nashville needed. So yeah. Now we have it.
But can it help pay down some of this debt that's in the city? Because yeah. they're raising the price property
see,
taxes on the people.
See, that's another thing they're going to silence us. They're going to tell us to shut up about that.
Yeah.
Right. Just y'all in the House yeah. resolution, whatever.
Don't forget the Titans need a new stadium, too.
Yeah. And we help to pay for that.
Soccer team, all that. Who's paying for all that?
The taxpayer. And we voted that in. Okay. Coming up in just a minute. Today's book is When a Man Worships, Dr. Mark A. Williams. So we'll be getting a fresh word this morning from him on what happens when a man worships. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.